the mic system.
We're good.
We're good, okay, you may continue. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Ms. Thomas, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, and I will note that the statements you made previously, we could not admit into the record because you weren't sworn in yet, and we were having those technical difficulties. So I want to give you the opportunity to make those statements and continue with your presentation, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
My name is Marcia Thomas. I live at 322 North Orlando Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware, Murray Estate. My husband, James Thomas, and myself are owners of Lot 11, which is the address of 30318 Pine Needle Drive, Pine Creek Terrace. The Moonies are a neighbor directly, diagonally across from us, and the McLaughlins are neighbors directly across the street from us. And the Carosis are on the lagoon side of us. So it would be like the four lots at the end of the street that are currently we have owned a property for approximately 34 years. We purchased it from the McCays, which were the original owners. I believe the Pine Needle Drive was established about 565 years ago, and a few of the original purchasers still remain. McLaughlin is one who knew her parents very well. I would like to state that the property ownership is past middle of the road of Pine Needle Drive and extends into half of the lagoon, approximately 40 to 50 feet. When we purchased the lot with the mobile on it, and it was later replaced, it was impossible for us to get a bank mortgage because the side lines were not correct. This is just a little bit of history of the street. After negotiations with neighbors, our lot was resolved, and we have a lot that is 52 and a half feet in width, and depth of the property is consistent as noted on the other paperwork that was turned in. Ownership of half of the street width property has been unique for street maintenance. Parking on the street property you own to me isn't an issue. So as far as people parking on the street and parking half of what they call the cul-de-sac that isn't there and hasn't been there established in 34 years, I have no problem with. Why can't you park on your own property? Now, I believe Jody knows that our granddaughter lived there for a while, and there were times when she was at parties, having parties, and she specifically told us that she spoke to Jody, and Jody said it was no problem that, you know, they were parking. So I understand the problem with parking. It does get to be a problem, but, you know, as neighbors, you try to be as cordial as possible. At one point in time, there was a dead end sign and no outlet sign at the end of the street up by Sandy Cove Road. Those signs were stolen and never replaced. The Pine Needle doesn't even have a current stop sign exiting onto Sandy Cove Road. We have to do all the maintenance on the road, and it's been a headache trying to get people to contribute their portion of the money to put the stone down on the road and everything like that. So we own the road. I don't know what the problem is with, you know, people parking on the property that they own. I said there was never a well-established cul-de-sac. As far as the ramp at the end of the road, when Mr. Haverly was working on that ramp, there previously had been a dip down and very haphazard ramp to get in and out of the water. I did call Suffolk County and ask about the ramp. and I was told at that time that there was no permit. No permit was needed because there was one there already. Had there been a permit issued, it would have had to have been opened as a public ramp. Now, we're talking a good 25 years or more ago about that situation. So, and Mr. Haberly at the time, we had a 13-year-old son who had a boat. Mr. Haberly did allow our son, he said, go ahead anytime you want to put the boat in or not to do it.
Miss,
so he was very generous with that, and then years later, because of what the news saying about people taking advantage, he did put a chain across it.
Miss Thomas, this is James Sharp. I think the board appreciates the history, but we are looking at comments supporting or in opposition regarding the actual request. So
we're going to be pulling our mobile out, and we're going to want to go, and I'm sure that people are going to be opposed to what we want to do too. So I support them totally in what they're doing. Nobody ever tried to get a variance before because all the original owners were so set in their ways that, you know, nobody wanted to give in. With flooding, we have had as high as 43 inches of water on our property. It looked like all those houses down there. When they got rid of Sandy Cove campsite, they built the condos. They had originally wanted to rework the wetlands across from us and put, you know, walkways and lights and whatever. And I spoke at this meeting, and the people that originally were going to build over at Sandy Cove backed out.
So, ma'am, I understand your.
So, that area has had major issues all the time. And, you know, I approve of whatever they want to do.
Thank you.
I just want to know, are you considering the middle of the road, the property line that their 30 feet is going to be taken off of?
It'll come from the edge of paving, correct?
No. The front property line is the line between where the front of the property ends and the road right-of-way begins. Mm-hmm. It is not necessarily consistent with where the edge of paving or the edge of gravel or whatever the roadbed that you have there is. Sometimes there is a gap. So.
Okay, so you're telling me that the land that we purchased, which was half of the street and into the lagoon, is not our...
Ma'am, I do not know what you bought. We do not know what you bought. I can tell you this. We have a subdivision plan in front of us, and we have a survey of the applicant's property. The applicant's property shows the boundaries.
We were told by the attorney, don't ever anybody, let anybody tell you that you don't own a street and you don't own part of the land. Because we have to, you know, it's written in our deed what we own.
Well, I can tell you this, the subdivision plan and the site plan that we have for this property in question does show that a portion of the rear yard is in the lagoon. But it does not indicate anything in regard to road ownership. So, but I understand that you are supportive of the app.
I know that there is a trouble with your filing system because when they did the sewer and water, we went through both of them for them to try to find the proper work, paperwork.
Well, ma'am, we're going off of what the applicant has presented to us.
I don't know how we go about finding it again, but if you search the paperwork, you can find it, because they actually had to, condemn isn't the word, but they condemned the property, put the sewer and put the water in, and then they reassigned the land back to us. It took us a while to get them to do it.
Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate your testimony this evening. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12783 from Michael and Robin Mooney and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, do you know if there was anyone else on the line? Make sure that
operator, is there anyone else on the line?
If there's anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, currently no one wishes
Thank you. Again, I'll close the public hearing for case 12783 from Michael and Robin Mooney and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we leave the record open for the limited purpose of a more complete site plan, that it be back on the agenda for, I guess, February 20th, which should be a month from now. And staff, how much time, is that too close? Do we need to go out further?
March 6th.
March 6th? Okay, March 6th. What date do you think they should have it submitted by?
7 days prior is when we post the packet.
Okay, 7 days prior? Okay. So it'll be on the agenda for March 6th, but the site plan will be due 7 days before that. Okay. All right, that's my motion.
Mr. Warfel, do you wish to allow any other public comment or simply review of that site plan?
Only comments about the site plan.
Okay, so it would be left for the limited purpose of having a site plan submission by, I don't know the date, I think it's probably the 27th of February, which I believe is the Monday prior, and that would be rescheduled for hearing on March the 6th with the opportunity for the applicant and the public to testimony as to that submission only.
Right. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 4-0. We voted to leave the record open. You can call the office in the morning.
Good to be here on the 6th of March.
Call Ms. Norwood in the morning. Thank you.